best zikr is La ilaha illallah. That is why the newborn child, the first word, the first thing that we teach him is the kalima. And similar is the case with the person that is leaving this world. Then the last word is on kalima. The last thing that we teach or we read to the person that is passing away is the kalima. And the power of the kalima is evident in the fact that one who recites the kalima, even though he had been in kufr for hundreds of years, and one time he recited the kalima with ikhlas, that kalima is such a powerful thing, it's got such a dynamic force that it can demolish all the kufr. So the force comes into this kalima in proportion to the sincerity. What sincerity will be deciding the kalima, you'll find that type of force coming into the kalima. Now the question is that how do you create that sincerity in the kalima itself? There are different ways to create the sincerity, but one effective way is to recite the kalima in abundance. The more you will recite this kalima, then the more the power you will find within this kalima. But that is in proportion to how much you recite it. As you recite it, now it becomes more and more powerful, more and more dynamic. And obviously, with reciting, you need to have the right niyat. You recite it in abundance with the right intention, you will find that that kalima will have the type of power. Amongst the portents of Qiyamah, you hear that the Muslims will conquer certain fortresses, and some of the fortresses they will conquer just by kalima La ilaha illallah. They will recite the La ilaha illallah, and that will create a crack and a crevice in the walls of fortresses, major huge fortresses, and this will destroy them. So sometimes these gifts that we have, we take it for granted because we are within it, we are seeing it all the time, and we don't give it the importance that is required. They say also, ghar ki murgi dal barabar, because we become immune to the effect of it. So this kalima must be recited, and it must be recited in abundance, how much you can. I know of some common people, very common people, and they make it a duty that in a day they'll finish about 30,000, 20,000 kalima La ilaha illallah. Common people. Someone passes away, and that very day that person passed away, they are finishing 60,000, 70,000, and passing on the sawab to that person who is deceased. So this is not a difficult thing, and it's not something that we must be surprised about. No. One who's acquainted himself, he's put himself into that rhythm, into that habit, for him to complete it is not a difficult thing. Just that we look at it from a distance and we don't even try, see. One person asked Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh about Ihsan. Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh explained to him that You imagine that you are reciting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and carry on with this imagination. So he says, to get this imagination is not a simple thing, not an easy thing. So Allah told him that you haven't even tried it and now you're saying it's difficult. Go and try the thing. When you try it and you want to obtain something, then it will happen, it will work out. But you hardly put your foot into it and then you say it's difficult. When you try something and you endeavor, you're going in that direction positively, then you'll get it, you'll see things working out. But you start off with a negative footing, then obviously you will say it can't happen. You look for 101 excuses to say that this cannot work out. So the simple thing is try, endeavor, work in that direction and work positively. As you work, as you start off, you'll find doors opening up. One door will open up, second door will open up. Eventually, you begin to have the type of kayfiyat, the type of feeling that you are watching Allah. Okay? These simple methods that have been diagnosed, that have been prescribed, we need to start them off. Don't wait now. A certain buzzard got that kayfiyat after so many years in a certain style, so we will get it also if we follow that procedure. So Allah Ta'ala cannot be restricted in one way. He won't be restricted in one way. You start in the way your mashayikh prescribed for you, start. And as you work in that direction positively, you will find that this realization and this consciousness, this awareness will become even greater in you. Right? As Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullahi's grandfather, Mawlana Ismail Sahib, rahmatullahi, he wanted to talk to Mawlana Gangohi Sahib, rahmatullahi, in seclusion. So Mawlana Gangohi Sahib, rahmatullahi, allowed him to come in. Mawlana Ismail Sahib says that now I'm of advanced age and I request of you that you show me some of the ashghal, some of the devotional practices of the Sufis so that I can obtain the martaba and the things that is supposed to be acquired in tasawwuf. So Mawlana Gangohi Sahib rahmatullahi kept quiet for some moments. And then he asked him, kya aapko ihsan hasil hai? This maqam of ihsan, do you have it? Do you have the consciousness and awareness of Allah Ta'ala at all times? So he says, yes, I do have it. And the way I have obtained this is I was very particular upon all the masnoon du'as. Whichever masnoon du'a is prescribed for whichever occasion, whether it's wuzu, whether it's masjid, whether it's in the morning, whether it's in the evening, whether it is in the bazaar, the different du'as that are prescribed, then I am very, very particular about reciting those du'as that are meant for those occasions. And I read them, not just verbally, I read them with that awareness. Like for example, Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. I ask you of your grace, O Allah Ta'ala. So with the consciousness and awareness of the meaning of the words, I read it. So on account of this du'as that I read at the respective occasions, alhamdulillah, I have got this feeling already of ihsan. So Mu'ad tells him that, well, if you're experiencing this then already, then you don't need to go through the whole procedure again. If you are requesting that you want to go through the entire procedure, then it is like a person who can recite the Quran Sharif with Qiraat correctly. And he says, no, but I didn't get to recite the Quran Sharif correctly with proper Tajweed and Qiraat. I didn't get to do it in the procedure that you people have followed. You people start off with Alif, Ba, and Qaida, Yassarna al-Quran, Qaida Baghdadi. Eventually you came to the level that you are now presently. So I haven't come here in the same style, I haven't come with the same procedure. So now I must go back to the same style that you people have followed. So there's no need for him to follow that procedure, you're already here. Why must you come back from Alif Ba? You're already here. Alif Ba, the intention of Alif Ba is to bring you to the level that you can recite the Quran Sharif clearly, Tajweed, Qiraat, etc. Now you can do it now. What's the need for you to come from here? So these simple methods that are shown to you in the how in this few days, the simple, some of the simple things, looking after the eyes, looking after the tongue, looking after the heart, etc., respective du'as, etc., whatever is being taught, these simple procedures, if we do it positively with a proper conscience and proper intention, then Allah Ta'ala willing, the same kafir, the same feeling can come and can be obtained very easily. But when there's a will, there's a way. When you make a determined effort and you're determined about it, then Allah Ta'ala will open the way. And then if you say, no, no, it's difficult and I can't get it, how can I obtain this thing here and all that, then you've already started off on a negative footing, then you're going to go right through negatively. Every coming step, you're going to go through negatively. So that which was easy, now is going to become difficult. Allah Ta'ala tawfiq nasib. Yasin and...